Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the rewards for illnesses and calamities. And Muhammad ibn Khalid al-Sulami, an abihi an jaddihi qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna al-abda idha sabaqat lahu minallahi manzilatun lam yablugha bi'amalihi, ibtalahu Allahu fi jasadihi aw fi malihi aw fi waladihi, thumma sabbarahu ala dhalika hatta yuballighahu al-manzila التي سبقت له من الله. Muhammad ibn Khalid narrates through his father and his grandfather that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah has decided on a certain position for a servant which he cannot reach through his actions, Allah Ta'ala imposes a calamity on his body, wealth or children, he then enables him to remain patient over that calamity until he conveys him to the level which Allah Ta'ala has decided for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he has decided a high maqam for a person, Allah Pak has decided that this person is going to get a very high maqam, but now this person via his actions is not doing enough to reach that maqam, to reach that stage, then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposes some type of calamity either on his body, either on his wealth, either with his children or his children. Now this person is going through some difficulty, maybe his wealth, he's got some financial problems, or he's got some physical problems, he's got some illnesses, sicknesses, viruses, whatever it is, Allah Pak is putting this problem. Why? Allah Pak wants him to go high stages. So there's a good that's in it that the person can't see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do well. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes some problem with his children, maybe the children, there's always difficulties, problems he's having with his children, all types, many, many people are complaining. How much of problems, stress and grief and anguish they're receiving from the children, they should think of this hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to go up to a certain maqam. I'm not doing enough. So he's aiding me and he's assisting me to go to the maqam, to that maqam. And see the next part of the hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables him to remain patient over that. But although Allah Pak is testing him with this illness or this wealth or those children, but Allah Pak also gives him the patience. Allah Pak enables this person to remain patient until he conveys to him the level, or Allah Pak makes him reach the level which Allah Pak has decided for him. An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yawaddu ahlul afiyati yawm al qiyamati hatta yu'ata ahlul bala'i at-tawab law anna juludahum kanat quridat fi dunya bil maqarid. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when those who were put through calamities are conferred with rewards on the day of judgment, those who had been saved from those calamities will wish that their skins were sheared with scissors in this world, so that they could also receive the same reward. Those people that went through difficulties, hardships, calamities in this world, when now they'll be given the reward on the day of Qiyamah, those that didn't go through these hardships, they'll wish that their skins were reared, their skins were taken off with scissors, so that they could also get such high rewards. Imagine, so much of reward for people that went through difficulties, that those that missed out will now wish that their skin was cut or sheared with scissors. Imagine being skinned alive. Can you imagine what pain? But yet they'll wish that how nice if we were sheared, or we were skinned alive with a scissors, so that we could also receive those rewards. So much of rewards a person is getting for a little bit difficulty in this world. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كثرت ذنوب العبد ولم يكن له ما يكفرها من العمل ابتلاه الله بالحزن ليكفرها عنه. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when the sins of a servant become many and he does not have any good actions which could atone for his sins, Allah Ta'ala tests him on grief so that it may become an atonement for his sins. Ya Allah Pak wants to cleanse a person. Allah Pak wants to take away all the gunas of a person. And when a person has so much of sins, when a servant, his sins become so many, and he doesn't have any good deeds to, when he doesn't have any good actions which should can cover up for these sins, Allah Pak puts him through this so he can wipe off the sins. So this is one other benefit of going through difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this to make a person clean, to clean his slate. So sometimes you'll find a person going through a lot of sickness before he passes away. It's not a sign of any type of azam. This is a sign that Allah Pak is cleaning this person up nicely. So when he goes completely clean. Like how when a baby is born, completely clean, no sins on the baby. So like that, when a person leaves, Allah Pak wants the person sometimes to leave clean. Allah Pak cleans the person up via illnesses, via difficulties, via sicknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here the hadith, he says Allah Pak tests him with grief. So sometimes it may come in different forms. That grief may come, as I said, with the children, with the wealth, it may come with his health. But whatever way Allah Pak is testing him with the grief, Allah Pak is using this to completely wipe out the sins of this person. So now if a person thinks of it like this, Allah Pak is being so kind to me, I can't reach that stage, but he's making me reach that stage. So will a person ever be sad for any sicknesses? Will he be grieved or anxious over the sickness? He'll actually be happy that Allah Pak is assisting me in something that I can't manage by myself. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.